Good morning to everyone. Well, today is Wednesday of the first week of Ordinary Time, and we read from St. Mark chapter 1, continuing our contemplation of Jesus Christ yesterday. Well, today we are told that he, on leaving the synagogue, Jesus went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. I recall our visit to Capernaum some years ago. And we familiarized ourselves, the group that I was with, around Capernaum. As you know, Capernaum, where this story unfolds, is a, or became the residence of our Lord. He had left Nazareth and had adopted this seaside town, a fishing village, right at the northern, western, northwestern corner of the Sea of Galilee. And this house where Jesus went to, the house of Simon and Andrew, were brothers. They, well, in the Holy Land, you can see this house. Of course, not in its original state. And there are excavations around it. On top of it, they have built a church. And the nice thing of this church is that on some floorings of the church are made of glass panels. So as you sit there in church hearing mass and so forth, you can see the outline of the house where Jesus performed this miracle, curing the mother-in-law of Simon. Simon Peter, who became the first pope. Simon the fisherman. So we know that he was married when our Lord chose him to be his follower. And he became his principal follower. And you could picture yourselves, I include myself, we could picture ourselves right here in this crowd that gathered around this house and inside the house looking for God, looking for a cure, looking for salvation. We all have this innate desire for salvation, to be saved from evil, to be assured of this goodness. Well, Jesus came precisely for that. He is what we call the Savior. The one who saves. That's what Jesus, the name, means. Saves us from what? Well, from evil and all its manifestations. Like the fever. Like the sicknesses that the people had when they approached him. Since the second paragraph of the gospel tells us that that evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak because they knew who he was. Lest people would just storm in and make him a king. He was not here in the earth to become a king. of this sort. An earthly king, cut like King David, his ancestor, who was a warrior king, who gained territories by battle, by waging war against Israel's neighbors to extend the borders of Israel. But our Lord was not here for that. He was here to save us from evil, the evil that we all succumbed to in Adam and Eve and in each of our lives with our personal sins. As you notice, they went to Jesus. So Jesus came, but we also have to go towards him because we have to want to be saved in order to be saved. He is Savior only insofar as we want to be saved. Because Jesus does not coerce us or do violence against our wishes or our tendencies. As we said, it's a natural desire to be saved. But, I mean, you want to eat, but you may not eat. You may decide to postpone it. You may decide not to eat because of a regimen that you're following, a diet, a plan of reduction of weight, and so forth. Only those who want, in the same way as we were saying when our Lord said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He was inviting everyone to repent. And the way to receive that invitation of our Lord was to actually repent. And people flocked to the River Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Another interesting point of this gospel, which we must learn from. Our Lord prayed. Well, you say that he is God. Why will he pray? You know, God, well, Jesus in particular, is God. He is a divine person. But this divine person assumed human nature. So therefore, he has two natures, divine and human. Nature, by definition, means the principle of operation. It is what dictates what you one can do, because one can only do what is in his nature to do. A man cannot fly as a bird does, because the nature of man does not include that of flight. He can make a plane and fly, but in himself, he cannot fly. A dog cannot think like a man does because he does not have the nature or that principle of operating intellectually. So Jesus, being a divine person, has two natures, divine and human. So he can function as God, he could create, he could forgive sins, he could raise the dead back to life, because he's God. He can function as God. He can also use his other nature to operate, and that's human. So in his human nature, you will hear Jesus say that he's hungry, that he needs rest, he needs to sit down. He suffers and dies on the cross, and he also has to pray because he came in his human nature to teach us how to be human. And to be human, we need to pray. Animals do not pray because they're not intellectuals. They don't have an intelligence and a capacity to love as a human does with the will. Simon and his companions set out in search of him. And when they found him, they said, everybody is looking for you. I hope we are one of them. He answered, let us go elsewhere to the neighboring country and town so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came. And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out devils. His work of salvation is coming around, And well, in Cebu, we are going to celebrate Santo Nino this coming weekend, the Feast of the Santo Nino, and commemorate the 501 years of Christianity in this part of the world. So the work of Jesus continues. Not everything has been freed of the devil. As you know, because we have this, we may have this resisting will against his plans. So let's, it would be a good resolution from this gospel to want to be saved. Save us, Lord, we may cry and pray. Thank you for listening. I give you a blessing, which I learned during the past Christmas season, and which I have adopted from the liturgy. So I would like to give that to you now. Give me a second, because I have not yet committed it to memory. That's why I am looking for it, the copy, my código, as they say here in this part of the world. So where is my the program? This computer has made it disappear. So here it goes. May the Lord bless you all and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord uncover his face to you and bring you peace. Amen. Ciao!